People say when you have a great trauma, a great pain, a great psychological or spiritual life-altering experience, you need to regain control by choosing things that you have a choice over, by walking, by going up a mountain, by hiking. There are various camps that help people who have been accosted by life regain control, at least of some of their life. Jesus teaches us that this is a process not just for the great traumas of life, but for all the little traumas and pains of life. Someone yells at you, do them a favor. You have a pain in your life, smile. You have someone who betrays you, try to help them. Who said that you have to respond to pain with anger, to betrayal with more betrayal, to mistrust with more mistrust? Who said you have to follow what the world says? Why don't you gain control over your life in all those many little trials that you have by doing things which are counterintuitive, by saying, but this person betrayed you. Why did you do them a favor? You're in such great pain. Why are you smiling? It doesn't make sense. It makes sense if you say, I control my life. Neither pain, nor sin, nor betrayal, nor hatred will tell me what to do. I will never give up my freedom for those issues. I can't control my health. I can't control my age. I can't control what people do to me. But as long as God gives me His grace, I will definitely never relinquish control over the things that I can choose. My response, my disposition, my actions, my choices. Pain will not control me. Sin will not dictate to me my life. My Savior has given me that freedom if I choose to take it. That will be my transfiguration and my control.